Welcome to our deep dive today. It's all about explainable AI.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
We're going to be like cracking open the black box.
I like it.
And, you know, our focus is this insightful essay.
Okay.
Called Explainable AI, Illuminating the Black Box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Khayyam from Token Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and he always signs off his essays as your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam.
I love that. It's so personable.
It's like he's right there with us, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And his essay really digs deep into this idea
okay.
of why it's so important for us to actually understand AI.
Well, especially these days, right?
Especially these days.
It's everywhere.
Making decisions about, like, loans,
healthcare,
self-driving cars.
Scary.
It can be a little unsettling, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If we don't know how these decisions are being made.
Well, and that's exactly what Khayyam calls out right at the beginning of his essay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he talks about the black box problem. He says, AI's rise to prominence has brought with it a new challenge.
Okay.
The black box problem. We are increasingly reliant on complex models whose inner workings remain opaque.
Opaque, yeah.
Even to their creators.
So even the people who are building these things don't always know exactly what's going on inside.
We get amazing results, but we're kind of in the dark about how we got there.
Right. So it works, but we don't know why it works.
Right.
And that lack of transparency can really have consequences in the real world.
Oh, absolutely.
She gives some really great examples in the essay.
Oh, like what?
Well, like in healthcare, for example.
Okay.
Imagine an AI system helping doctors to diagnose diseases.
That's pretty amazing.
It is incredible.
But
what if it recommends a treatment?
Uh-huh.
And we don't understand why.
Yeah, that's where the trust issue comes in, right?
Exactly.
Khayyam really emphasizes that explainability is not just a technical issue. It is a fundamental requirement for building trust in AI systems.
We have to be able to trust these systems.
Right. Would you trust a doctor who couldn't explain their diagnosis?
That's a good point. And it's not just healthcare either.
Nope.
He mentions finance, where AI is being used for things like credit scoring and fraud detection.
Right. High stakes.
High stakes stuff.
And we need to be able to scrutinize those decisions.
Absolutely.
Especially when they directly impact our lives.
And he uses a really vivid analogy in the essay.
Oh, I love a good analogy. Me too.
To drive this point home.
Okay, let's hear it.
He says, imagine being denied a loan with no explanation beyond the algorithm decided.
Ooh, I don't like that.
No, it's not a good feeling.
Nope.
This lack of transparency can feel arbitrary and unjust, eroding trust in the very systems that are supposed to make our lives easier.
It's like the opposite, right? It makes it harder.
It does.
It does.
More frustrating.
It's like the computer says no.
Exactly.
And that's it.
No explanation.
So how do we get past that?
Well, that's where explainable AI comes in.
Or XAI, as the cool kids call it.
XAI?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically all about opening up that black box.
Okay.
And really getting to that why behind the AI's actions.
So it's like the key.
Yeah.
That unlocks the black box.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
But how does it work?
Well, there are a few different ways. Khayyam talks about two main categories of approaches in his essay.
Okay.
The first one is called intrinsically interpretable models.
Intrinsically interpretable. It's a mouthful.
It is. It's a mouthful.
So what are those?
So these are models that are easier to understand just by their very nature, like how they're built.
So they're designed for transparency.
Exactly. From the ground up.
I like that.
Yeah. And Khayyam gives the example of a decision tree.
Okay.
Which he describes as like this flow chart like structure where each decision point is clearly defined, making it easy to trace the path of reasoning.
So you can actually like visually see
yes.
how the AI is arriving at a decision.
You got it.
That makes a lot of sense.
So it's like you can follow the AI's thought process.
Step by step.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. But what about like those super complicated AI models that are already out there,
right?
That are already doing all these amazing things, but weren't necessarily built with this transparency in mind.
Well, that's where the second category comes in.
Okay.
It's called post hoc explanations.
So after the fact.
Exactly. So these techniques, they analyze the model after it's already been trained to try and provide some insights.
It's like we're trying to figure out the magic trick.
Yes.
After it's been performed.
I love that. Perfect analogy.
And I guess there are. a lot of different detective tools that we can use.
Oh, there are a bunch.
To try to figure this out.
Yeah. So Khayyam talks about things like feature importance, which basically helps us identify which of the inputs were most important in the AI's decision.
So like if the AI was deciding whether to approve a loan or not, feature importance might reveal that.
Yeah.
Income level was the most important factor.
Yeah. Okay. And then another technique is called LIME.
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 What is LIME? LIME stands for Local Interpretable Model Agnostic Explanations.
Oh my gosh.
A mouthful, I know. But essentially,
write it down for me.
It's all about creating simplified explanations for individual predictions.
Okay.
So like focused on one specific decision.
Right.
And model agnostic just means it can be used with any AI model.
It doesn't matter what kind of model it is.
Exactly, any kind of model.
Okay.
And Khayyam describes it as, LIME essentially builds a simpler, interpretable model around the specific prediction we want to understand, providing insights without needing to grasp the complexities of the entire AI system.
So we don't have to understand the whole thing. We just focus on this one decision.
Exactly.
That's pretty smart.
It is. It's really clever.
So it's like zooming in on one particular piece.
Like a magnifying glass.
I like it.
Yeah.
And getting a nice, clear explanation for that.
Precisely.
Oh, what else?
So another cool technique is counterfactual explanations.
Counterfactual.
Yeah. Which explores how the AI's decision would have changed.
Okay.
If the inputs were different.
So it's like saying if your credit score had been 10 points higher, you would have been approved for the loan.
Exactly. Gives you a concrete understanding of what would need to change.
Oh, that's so useful to get a different outcome.
It really is.
It gives you a sense of like agency.
Yes. Like, you can actually do something.
Like, you can actually influence the decision.
Exactly.
I like that.
And that sense of agency is so important for building trust.
Absolutely.
And making sure AI is developed responsibly.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So we're not just at the mercy of the algorithm.
Right, exactly. We can understand it and maybe even influence it a little bit.
I like that.
Me too.
This is good stuff. So we've got these really fascinating approaches.
We do.
To making AI more transparent. But as exciting as all of this is,
yeah,
I imagine there must be some challenges to making AI truly explainable.
Well, there are definitely some hurdles. It's definitely a work in progress.
Right, because we want AI that's both powerful and transparent.
Right, exactly.
So it seems like there's this kind of tension between those two goals.
There is. There is this trade-off.
Okay.
Khayyam even says it pretty explicitly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says often the most accurate AI models are also the most complex and opaque.
That makes sense.
Simpler models, while easier to understand, may sacrifice accuracy for interpretability.
So we have to find that balance.
Yeah, that sweet spot.
Where we're not giving up too much of one.
Right, exactly.
The other.
And that's a huge challenge for researchers right now.
And I imagine it's not just about finding that balance within a single AI model.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Because these systems are getting so big and so complex.
Massive.
And Khayyam actually points that out too.
He does. He talks about scalability.
Okay.
He says applying explanation techniques to massive real-world AI systems can be computationally expensive and time-consuming.
So it's like trying to explain every single decision that a huge AI is making. It would be overwhelming.
Yeah, it could be like drinking from a fire hose of data.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And then on top of that, you have the human element.
Oh, absolutely. The human factor.
Because even if we can generate these explanations,
yeah,
how do we make sure that they actually make sense to people?
Well, they need to be understandable and relevant.
And Khayyam really stresses that point.
Oh, he does.
He talks about tailoring those explanations to the specific audience.
Yeah, and the context too.
And he gives an example. He says, an explanation that is perfectly adequate for a data scientist.
Okay.
Maybe utterly incomprehensible to a layperson.
Right.
Who needs to understand why their loan application was rejected.
It's got to be clear for the person who needs that information.
It's like speaking different languages almost.
Yeah.
So this whole field of explainable AI, it's not just about computer science.
Oh, no. It's so interdisciplinary.
Psychology.
Yeah. Cognitive psychology.
Human-computer interaction. Maybe even philosophy.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's about understanding how people think and learn.
It's about trust.
Yeah.
Building trust between humans and machines.
So ultimately, explainable AI is about creating AI that we can trust.
Yeah.
And that we can work with effectively.
That we can collaborate with.
And looking ahead, Khayyam seems really optimistic.
He does. He's excited about the future.
About the future of XAI.
Yeah, and he talks about all these exciting advancements.
Like what?
Well, one thing he's really enthusiastic about is developing new AI architectures that are designed with both accuracy and interpretability in mind.
So instead of trying to fix the black box after the fact, we're actually building...
Starting with transparency.
Transparency into the AI from the get-go.
Exactly.
I like that approach.
That's very promising.
It's like a whole new generation
of AI
that's inherently more transparent.
I know, it's cool, right?
And he also talks about, like, improving the existing explanation techniques.
Oh, yeah, those detective tools are getting an upgrade.
Okay, so what does that look like?
Well, he mentions things like developing multimodal explanations.
Multimodal.
Yeah, so explanations that incorporate different types of data.
So it's not just like a text report. It's like a richer...
immersive.
...experience.
Exactly.
And he also talks about making those explanations more interactive.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So you can actually explore the AI's reasoning...
Yeah.
...in a more dynamic way.
That would be amazing.
It's like going from a static report...
Yeah.
To like a full-on interactive simulation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really neat.
And another key thing he highlights is incorporating explainability into the entire AI development process.
So it's not just an afterthought.
No, not at all.
It's baked in.
From the very beginning.
From day one.
Yes.
I like that.
And you know, we can't talk about the future of XAI without talking about the ethical implications.
That's a really good point.
Because explainable AI is not just about making technology more transparent.
Really?
It's about ensuring that AI is used responsibly.
And fairly.
And accountably. Khayyam writes, as AI systems become more integrated into our lives, it becomes increasingly important to ensure that they are not only effective, but also aligned with human values.
It's a powerful statement.
Hmm.
So explainable AI can really help us to understand how these systems are making decisions, identify potential biases.
Right, so we can address them.
And ultimately hold these systems accountable.
Absolutely.
For their actions.
And he really emphasizes the need for ongoing research and dialogue about the societal implications of XAI.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
No.
It's about how we use it.
It's about the impact it has on society.
And making sure that impact is positive.
Exactly.
Because we're talking about shaping the future here.
We are.
And explainable AI is going to be a crucial part
of
ensuring that that future is one where AI benefits all of humanity.
That's the goal.
I like it.
Yeah.
It really is amazing to think about how explainable AI is shaping the future of technology.
It's mind blowing.
And our relationship with it.
Yeah.
You know, Khayyam really does a good job of laying out this compelling vision in his essay.
He paints a really interesting picture, doesn't he?
He does. He says, explainable AI can make these systems more transparent.
Uh-huh.
But it can actually go further than that.
Oh,
it can help foster greater collaboration and understanding between humans and machines.
So it's not just about understanding the AI.
Right.
It's about working together.
It's like this partnership.
A team effort.
A team effort, exactly.
And he actually dives into some specific examples.
Oh, really? In the essay?
Of how this is already happening.
Of how XAI is being used.
In the real world.
In the real world.
Right.
I'm curious about those. He mentioned healthcare earlier.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Let's start there. How is explainable AI changing the medical field?
Okay, so he gives this example of an AI system that's being used to diagnose skin cancer.
Oh, wow.
So imagine you're a dermatologist.
Okay.
And you're using this AI as a tool.
Uh-huh.
But instead of just getting a yes or no answer.
Right.
The explainable AI can actually highlight the specific features on a patient's skin.
So it shows you exactly what it's looking at.
It's exactly what it's basing its diagnosis on.
That's incredible.
So the doctor's not just blindly trusting the AI.
Right.
They can actually see the reasoning behind it.
They're part of the process.
And that builds trust.
It does.
Right. Between the doctor and the AI.
Yeah. And it empowers the doctor to make better decisions.
More informed decisions.
More informed decisions about the patient's care.
Exactly.
So it's like this collaboration between human expertise and AI.
The best of both worlds.
I like it.
What about other industries?
Yeah, what about finance?
Oh, finance is a big one.
Okay.
So Khayyam talks about how XAI can change loan applications.
Okay.
So imagine you're applying for a mortgage and an AI system is evaluating your eligibility with a traditional black box model.
Yeah.
You might just get a notification.
Approved or denied.
Exactly. And no explanation.
That's so frustrating.
It is, especially if you're denied.
You have no idea why.
No clue.
But with explainable AI, the system could actually give you a breakdown.
A detailed breakdown.
Of all the factors that went into that decision.
Things like your credit score, debt-to-income ratio, employment history.
So you actually know why.
You see the reasoning.
You see the reasoning.
And that's powerful.
It is.
It can even give you actionable insights.
Oh, really?
Like it might say, if your credit score were 10 points higher, you would qualify for a lower interest rate.
Oh, wow. So it tells you what to do.
Exactly. It gives you something to work towards.
I like that.
That kind of transparency builds trust, right?
Yeah.
Makes the whole system feel fairer.
It does.
And those benefits go way beyond finance and healthcare.
Okay. Where else?
Kaya mentions criminal justice, education, even marketing.
So it really does seem like explainable AI has the potential to touch so many aspects of our lives.
It's going to be everywhere.
And as these systems become more prevalent, it's really important that we understand how they work.
And make sure they're being used responsibly.
And Kayan makes that very clear.
He does.
At the end of his essay.
Yeah, he has this great call to action.
What does he say?
He says, the pursuit of explainable AI is not merely a technical endeavor, but a moral imperative.
It's a powerful statement.
It is.
Because we're talking about really important decisions here.
Life-changing decisions in some cases.
Absolutely.
So we need to make sure these systems are transparent.
Accountable.
Aligned with our values.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because technology is never really neutral, is it?
No. It reflects our choices.
So explainable AI gives us a way to make those choices.
More consciously.
More consciously and deliberately.
And hopefully shape a future.
Where AI is truly beneficial.
To everyone.
I like that.
Okay.
So that's our deep dive into the fascinating world of explainable AI.
And it's not over yet.
No.
If you want to really dig deep, I highly recommend checking out Kayam's full essay.
It's called Explainable AI Illuminating the Black Box.
You can find the link in the show notes.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning,
yeah,
and keep seeking that wisdom that's hidden.
In the black box.